Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Coming up, a Kansas tavern with a secret recipe for ribs.
And then we'll sprinkle them with Grandpa's hooky poo, is what he called it, his dry rub.
We'll visit Guy and May's after the news. Today is Election Day in Wichita, when voters will decide whether to enact a 1% citywide sales tax for the next 7 years. Polls are open from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. The special election is open only to registered voters who live within Wichita city limits. The sales tax was proposed by the nonprofit group Wichita Forward. Plans call for about $850 million to go toward public safety, housing, property tax cuts, and cultural investments. Opponents say the proposal was rolled out too quickly and without sufficient public input. The Wichita City Council will decide today on whether to use $5.3 million in bonds to build a new fire station. The station would be built in southwest Wichita at the corner of Pawnee and Mays. Building designs outline individual sleeping rooms, a decontamination area, and heavy-duty washing and drying machines for the fire equipment. The bond question follows news from city officials that four stations will need to temporarily close in the coming weeks for mold remediation. The last fire station Wichita built was finished in 2009. The city council's considering a new lease with Wichita Festivals, Inc. that would more than quadruple the organization's rent. Wichita Festivals is the nonprofit organization behind Riverfest and Autumn and Art. From 2013 through 2024, Wichita Festivals paid the city $12,500 a year for its office space on East William. City officials say a changing real estate market prompted them to negotiate a short-term lease at a much higher rate last year. The council will vote on a new lease with Wichita Festivals today. The new rate would be $113,000 over 2 years. Kansas could add more scrutiny to the process by which school districts qualify for at-risk funding, KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
School districts get more state funding based on the number of students who qualify for free meals. A Kansas bill would require districts to verify the household income of students who qualify. Districts would also need state approval to apply for a federal program that provides free meals for every student, regardless of income. Critics say the state is inserting itself into a federal process. Supporters say the bill would ensure funds go where they're most needed. Paige Terryberry is with the Foundation for Government Accountability.
Every dollar spent on someone who is not eligible is money that is not available for the truly needy.
The bill has passed the Senate and now awaits a vote in the House. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Wichita State University is once again calling the College of Applied Sciences by its original name, that is, the College of Education. The name officially changes this month to coincide with the education school's 100th anniversary. The College of Education was founded in 1926 at what was then the University of Wichita. WSU renamed it the College of Applied Studies in 2018 to emphasize hands-on and real-world experiences. The university says reviving the old name reflects the College of Education's historical identity and a focus on education and related fields. McConnell Air Force Base has increased security and suspended its Trusted Traveler program. Anyone entering the base will now have to show a military ID or get a guest pass that requires a background check. Under the Trusted Traveler program, people with a military ID could vouch for non-military people in their vehicles. Now, visitors will have to get a guest pass from the visitors center during business hours or from the main gate after hours. McConnell says people visiting the base should expect delays and plan accordingly. Farm closures were up almost 50% in 2025. Midwestern states such as Kansas and Missouri saw the largest number of closures. Kaylin Moore of the Kansas News Service reports.
Kansas farmers had a rough year despite good weather and high crop yields. Input costs like fertilizer and machinery have increased, and tariff disputes have eliminated many grain crop markets. That resulted in the highest amounts of farm closures in the nation since 2021. Kansas saw a total of 700 farms closed just last year. Greg During with the Kansas Farm Bureau says this can strain the mental health of farmers.
That can be very stressful, especially when you start considering times like this that could end the legacy of a family that goes back 3, 4, 5 generations.
The American Farm Bureau says for now, there is little economic relief in sight. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
The senior pastor of the country's largest United Methodist church is exploring a run for the U.S. Senate seat currently held by Roger Marshall in Kansas. Brian Ellison reports.
Adam Hamilton, pastor of Leewood's Church of the Resurrection for the past 36 years, announced his interest in an email to his congregation and a video on the church's website.
There has been a persistent nudge in my heart that maybe this is what I should do. Every week it seemed there was another news story in the last year where I would find myself shaking my head and thinking, we have to do better.
Hamilton said if he runs, it will be as an independent and that he regularly votes for both Democrats and Republicans. He says prayer and the urging of his wife drove his interest in running and that he'll make a final decision in early April. If elected, Hamilton said he would continue to serve as the church's pastor, joining Georgia's Senator Raphael Warnock as an active minister, and following in the footsteps of fellow Methodist minister Emmanuel Cleaver II, who for years was pastor of St. James Church in Kansas City while serving in Congress. I'm Brian Ellison.
Some of the United States' most important foundational documents are headed to Kansas City for a special exhibit. As Frank Morris reports, the papers are touring the country on the Freedom Plane, and Kansas City is the first stop.
The Freedom Plane traveling exhibit marks this year's 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence. The plane from Washington is carrying a few irreplaceable original documents that brought the colonies together and established individual rights. The original Declaration isn't along for the ride, but one of 50 surviving copies commissioned by John Quincy Adams is. There's a secret draft printing of the Constitution with handwritten notes and edits, and the Treaty of Paris, which ended the Revolutionary War after 8 years of fighting. The Freedom Plane exhibit goes on display at the World War I Museum later this week.
That was Frank Morris reporting. We'll be back after this.
Want to read literature with a professor with no final paper? We have just the thing. This year, the five professors from the Why Should I Read This series will be at KMUW to give you a deep dive into some of their favorite works. On March 4th at 7 p.m., Dr. Katie Lanning will lecture on Gulliver's Travels by Jonathan Swift. Find more information and let us know if we should count you present at kmuw.org. Five professors, five lectures, zero papers.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Fletcher Powell. In the tiny town of Williamsburg in eastern Kansas, there's a place that draws visitors from all over the state, from both coasts, and even from other countries. KMUW's Lou Ann Stevens shares the secret of Guy and May's Tavern.
When you first walk in, Guy and May's seems like a typical small-town bar. There's a pool table, neon beer signs, and photos from local sports teams. Country music with a few classic rock tunes thrown in. And then it hits you, that wonderful aroma coming from the kitchen. Ribs. And not just any ribs. The secret recipe and cooking method has made the tavern a destination for rib lovers for more than 50 years. Guy and May Kessner opened the business in 1973. At first, it was just a bar, but Guy was already experimenting with his barbecue method. May created the sauce recipe. Lori Thompson is the current owner and Guy and May's granddaughter.
The word spread, and it just got to be really a big thing.
In the beginning, it was just word of mouth, but that still brought people from Wichita, Kansas City, and sometimes neighboring states. Today, people come from even farther.
Just all over, really. Some families take their vacations and plan it so they're in this area around mealtime so they can come and see us too. So we've seen a lot of families grow that way and different generations of families come by and see us. We have friends all over the place. It's amazing.
So what is the secret? Lori took me back to the kitchen to see where the magic happens.
This is the wood box. And this is where we build the fire with shagbark hickory, because it just produces a really nice, mild, smoky flavor.
Before they go into the pit, all the ribs are trimmed by hand.
And then we'll sprinkle them with Grandpa's hooky poo, is what he called it, his dry rub.
The slabs start out close to the fire.
We turn them all by hand, and once they get a nice dark bark on them, we will wrap them in foil and put them back in the top to finish out and get tender and how people like to eat them.
Not just tender. The meat literally falls off the bones. The whole process takes about 8 hours. They can make 36 slabs at a time, and when they're gone, they're gone. People in the know will make reservations. For the ribs, not a table, just to be clear. The day I was there, they were sold out by 3:45, and I was very grateful I'd reserved my order early. So what exactly is Grandpa's hookie-poo? Yes, I asked, and no, she didn't share it.
Because I'm very convinced that my grandmother would haunt me if I ever gave the recipe out to anybody other than family.
I guess I'll continue to drive to Williamsburg. I'm Lou Ann Stevens.
You can read more about Guy and May's Tavern at KMUW.org. Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Maybe you already know about naked short selling. Maybe you've personally shorted stocks yourself. But do you know about the time short sellers ruined a Super Bowl, basically?
For me, I was a little late, but red flags went up like, what is going on? This is really scary.
At Planet Money, we get the story behind the money to explain how money works. Listen on the NPR app or wherever you get your podcasts.